It's Friday. It's fair to say Obama had a pretty bad week. Scott Brown probably had a pretty good week. It's our This Week feature. The Week magazine does a good week, bad week feature, and we do one here on the program. We'd love you to nominate someone at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Our week segment begins with the voice of Ruth Ottridge.
It is going to get bigger and bigger. If you look at the statistics, it's now, I think, about 45% of British marriages they predict is going to end in divorce. So I think we'll see more and more of these kind of services coming out.
What kind of services? Well, it's not a downer she's talking about. Ruth is the spokeswoman for the Debenham department store in London, where they're setting up a new divorce registry in January. That's the month with the highest number of filed divorces. Now, when you're getting divorced, you can go and buy a gift for
your
divorce.
It's a gift-giving occasion that few of us knew of.
So divorces had a good week. Listen.
Divorce is an expensive time with legal fees and things like that. So a divorce list is something where family and friends can help you out with the basics.
Gift certificates to the attorney, maybe?
Right, there you go.
There you go.
Pay the legal fees. Moving on. It was a bad week to be a 19th century mystery writer or a... I think it's fair to say Edgar Allan Poe is more than a mystery writer, but since 1949, a mystery man has been visiting Poe's grave in Baltimore, Maryland, each year on the birthday, only to leave three red roses and a half-filled bottle of cognac. But this past January 19th, no show. What was going on?
It could be something as simple as maybe their car broke down, maybe they had the flu, or maybe, just maybe, 2009, which was the bicentennial of Poe, was the last time that they were going to do it.
Or to quote the Raven, nevermore.
Sounds like a Poe mystery, yes, indeed.
That was Jeff Jerome, curator of the Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. Jeff has been witness to the posthumous toast since 1977, and although he is sad to see the tradition come to an end, he says he hopes copycats don't take it upon themselves to continue the tradition.
Well, if you've got nominations for who had a good week or a bad week in the news, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. The Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine is on newsstands and online now.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.